Another warm week of weather will occur across the Midwest, and we're likely to see that occur after tomorrow morning when we see some frost and freezes occur across the Great Lakes region. But, you know, everyone just associates frost and freezes with colder weather, but in reality, the cold that's occurring in the Great Lakes region tonight, it will probably not be all that unusual. In fact, it's still warmer than normal, even if you take that particular day and single it out. The low temperatures tomorrow morning will get down into the 20s in Ohio and probably northern parts of Indiana and across Michigan and Wisconsin. We'll likely see the cold cause little to no permanent crop damage, or at least threat thereof. The crops are just not quite far enough along right now to cause permanent damage, but we will burn some of the vegetative development, and that will set back crop development for a little while. But that is really a good thing for the most part. The wheat crop needs to be put in check just to keep it from getting too far advanced too quickly. We do have more cold weather slated for the region next month, and as that colder air comes in, we'll likely see a fairly good chance for more frost and freezes, and there's probably a good chance that we'll see them further south as well. So any coolness we can squeeze out of the next week, it would be really helpful in putting some of this crop development at least on hold for a little while. But that's not going to occur. After we're done with the frost and freezes tomorrow morning, we'll be back into a very warm weather mode in those areas that are impacted tonight, and everybody else will stay warm regardless. In fact, high temperatures today will be in the 80s all the way up into South Dakota, impacting a large part of South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, western Missouri, and down into parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin and the southeastern states. In contrast, highs will be in the 40s and 50s across the Great Lakes region today, but that will be probably one of the coolest days we'll see this week. Temperatures tomorrow on into the end of the work week will likely vary from the 50s across the north and mostly in the Great Lakes region to readings in the 60s and 70s in many other areas, and we will continue to see some 80-degree highs showing up in the far south, especially in Kansas, Missouri, and parts of the Delta. The odds are very good, though. We'll see colder air pool in Canada as we go through this week, and that cold air will eventually push into the U.S. northern and central plains as we get into the early part of next week and possibly push further to the east into the Midwest as we get into the middle part of next week. A close monitoring of that cold is probably warranted, since we will be looking at crops that are more advanced in the central plains and hard red winter wheat country, and also the same would be true for the lowermost parts of the Ohio River Basin. That does not mean that I'm looking for crop damaging conditions. It means that we don't know exactly how cold or where the coldest air will likely be, but we are confident that cooling will take place next week, raising that potential for some damage in some areas, but not necessarily hurting production potentials. We'll have to wait and see how cold the air really gets before we can make that assessment. Precipitation across the Midwest this week is expected to be relatively limited. With that said, I don't want to imply it'll be completely dry, because that will certainly not be the case. The first storm system will impact the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin as we go through the day today and tonight and tomorrow, and the system will likely produce anywhere from a tenth to five-tenths of an inch of moisture with a couple of locally greater amounts. A cool front will be trailed to the south of the system as it moves across the Midwest. We'll likely see some brief interruptions to fieldwork, but it is going to be brief, and most of the rainfall will be limited. After that, a couple of other frontal systems will do the same kind of precipitation pattern across the region until we get to late Sunday or Monday, when stronger thunderstorms will develop in the western Corn Belt and head eastward during the early half of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.